I'm John Gormley. Coming up, you've heard or maybe seen his Rich Dad, Poor Dad set of books. Robert Kiyosaki, he's doing a tour of Canada with a new book on financial literacy for your kids. We check in with him next here on News Talk Radio.
Great.
John Gormley, live. News Talk 650 CKOM.
John Gormley, good to have you here. Thanks for checking in wherever we find you on this day. Before I leave you, I heard that Robert Kiyosaki was back on one of his Canadian tours. He's doing a Western Canadian swing through late April, early May, and is actually going to be in Saskatchewan in Saskatoon Thursday, May 2nd. Now, when he does these tours, he speaks to people. This is the guy behind the whole Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Started as books and then moved into a whole movement. And there are a lot of people who are Robert Kiyosaki fans. Not cheap. The tickets to sign up are a couple hundred bucks. You can find out more information on, what's the website? It is richdadincanada.com. So you can register online. But the guy is a neat guy because he talks about, he doesn't like mutual funds. He's really big into passive income. Basically, you own real estate. You own the kind of investments, you own businesses that you don't have to be at. Essentially, you generate income, so that's what pays you, based on your investments alone. And I remember this cash flow quadrant, reading it years ago. There's an E, and that's an employee who works for somebody. An S, self-employed small business owner. And you see, you don't want to be an E or an S, because you're always depending on you having to be there to work. The other two are a B, which is an owner of a business that makes money without the owner having to be there, or an I, an investor, basically just invests money in order to own, to make income in the future. And it's a whole quadrant. And some people have no time for this. Other people say it's a pretty neat way to do business. Robert Kiyosaki is based in Arizona and has this new book out. And again, all the other books were Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this and that. This one's called Why A Students Work for C Students, and B Students Work for the Government. Robert Kiyosaki, thanks for taking our call.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Based on the success of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad franchise, I'm intrigued by the title of the new one, Why A Students Work for C Students, and Why B Students Work for Government.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting title. I've got some not-so-positive reviews from that. People say, I'm not going to show this to my kid. But the reason I wrote the book is really nothing has changed for me, except I keep asking I ask people, why is there no financial education in the schools? You know, because rich or poor, smart or not so smart, we'll all use money. But for some reason, the subject of money is not taught in our school system. And I would not have said anything, except if you may have noticed that the world is in this economic crisis. And my point of view is the economic crisis is really a crisis of no financial education in schools, starting with our president and senators and your prime ministers and all that. It's without financial education, how good can our leaders be, if you know what I mean?
You talk in the book about the gorillas, and one of them, of course, involves debt, which I think you're alluding to when we talk to our leaders. What are some of these gorillas that all of our kids will face?
That's a great question. In America today, as you know, the baby boomers are starting to retire. They're estimated to be about 80 million of us American baby boomers. And so when people ask me, is the financial crisis over? I say, no, it's just begun. Because as the baby boomers start to retire, which is 10,000 a day in America, is they're going to start collecting Social Security. But the biggest one of all is Medicare. And I know you guys have government or national health care, but in America, our Medicare is estimated to be underwater or bankrupt to the tune of $65 trillion to $260 trillion. And the reason why I wrote Why A Students Work for C Students is because it's your kids that will be paying the bill on the $65 to $265 trillion gorilla called health care. What that means is taxes are going to go up on your kids.
What should the schools be doing that they're missing out on now?
Well, I wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad in 1997, you know, and I said back then, your house is not an asset. And everybody got really upset with me. Not everybody, my real estate friends got upset with me. And right after that, in 2007, the market crashed because the real estate market crashed. And so the whole point of my, all I'm saying is here, our schools will never teach us because our Fed chairman, Bernanke, in 2004 said there was no problem in our economic system. And he's a Princeton PhD, you know what I mean? So if you don't teach your kids, our schools are not going to teach your kids. So when I wrote Why A Students Work for C Students, I wrote it for parents, grandparents, and college kids who really know their education needs to be supplemented. You know, the question I always ask parents, is school preparing your child for the real world? If the answer is yes, well, then you don't need to read my book. But if you suspect that something is missing from traditional education, i.e. financial education, then it is up to the parents to then supplement that child's your child's education or your grandchild's education as much as possible to give them a running start in the world.
Robert Kiyosaki with us, a man who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the new book, Why A Students Work for C Students. So to tackle that title, your point is that the A students might read well and memorize well, but there is something missing that isn't going to equip them in the real world.
Right. You see, without financial education, even if you're an A student, you still don't know much about money. That's my whole point. And if you look in America today, the richest people dropped out of school. Let me name a few of them. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Henry Ford, Mark Zuckerberg, Michael Dell, Branson of Virgin, and stuff like this. And so what's happening is that many people are saying this school system is not preparing me for the real world. And I say the same thing. So I know most parents don't like what I say. I know most parents love their children dearly. But if you're truly a good parent at this point, you're going to say, well, maybe I need to start teaching my kids about money because our school system isn't. And when I talk to American school teachers, they always say to me, well, we teach our kids how to balance a checkbook. I'm saying, ma'am, the checkbook isn't the problem. It's school loan debt. It's credit card debt. It's not knowing how to manage your money. But most importantly, this is the biggest point I make in my book. The people that pay the most taxes are the people who do well in school. Like doctors and lawyers pay the highest set of taxes. And what I say and why A students work for C students is this, it's opposite. See, debt and taxes make the poor and middle class poor. I'll say it again. Debt and taxes make the poor and middle class poor. With a financial education, debt and taxes make the rich richer. And that's why during the last presidential election, you had, in America, we had President Obama who made $3 million and paid 23% in tax, and Romney made $21 million and paid 13% in tax. So an inquiring or intellectual person would say, now how did Romney do it legally? And that's what I cover in my book, Why A Students Work for C Students, because balancing your checkbook is one thing, but understanding how the rich legally pay less and less in taxes, as well as use debt to get richer, is financial education, and our schools will never teach that.
In your book, you've got a chapter entitled The Entitlement Mentality. What do you mean by that?
Well, in America today, you know, that Romney was nailed for saying that 47% of Americans don't pay tax. And what's happening in America today is more and more people are saying they're entitled. So that means the people that are actually working are paying the tax to cover the people who are not working. So it's called Social Security, which is socialism, and Medicare, which is socialism. And it's going to bankrupt America. I mean, America is gone. It's toast. There's no way we can cover our socialized medicine and our socialized costs like Social Security. The bill is too high. And so that's why everybody's excited about, you know, Mr. Obama, who's a good man. But also, is Hillary going to do it next, or is Rubio going to do it next? What I'm saying is the problem is too big. And so your kids are going to handle the problem. And that's why I wrote A Student Work for C Students, is because if you prepare your child financially, they have a better chance of success. In America today, the A students pay the highest taxes. In California, doctors and lawyers pay about 73% of their income in taxes, whereas guys like me pay 0% in tax legally. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not encouraging it. But I'm saying if you want to start teaching your kids about money, you've got to start with debt and taxes, really, not balancing a checkbook.
Robert Kiyosaki, the new book, Why A Students Work for C Students. Robert is on this cross-country tour in Canada. Website, if you want to learn more and where and how you can get the tickets, richdadincanada.com. Robert, great checking in, and thanks for this today.
Yeah, and I'll be in Saskatoon on May 2nd and Vancouver in April 30th. So I look forward to talking to as many Canadians as possible. Love your country.
Robert Kiyosaki joining us on the new book tour he's doing on Why A Students Work for C Students and Why B Students Work for Government. I'm John Gormley. This is News Talk Radio.
Saskatoon's news and conversation station, 650 CKOM.